My name is Sarah Rose, and I believe women should live a rich life. You are listening to the Embodied Woman podcast, where we ignite new levels of prosperity, pleasure, purpose, and passion so you can live turned on and in your power. It's time to make waves, Rebel. Hello, my beautiful embodied woman community. Welcome back to a new episode. I'm really excited about this guest because not only is she a powerhouse, and I know she's going to be sharing so much value and wisdom with you guys, she's also in my mastermind, and watching the evolution of her has been such an honor. And I'm just so excited to share you with her because she is such a gift. So, Hisun Andes, hello, my love. How are you?
Hey, Sarah, thank you so much for having me on.
I'm so excited. I feel like it was just yesterday that I was on your podcast.
I know, that wasn't that long ago. And this has been like full circle for me because it's always been like a dream to be on your podcast, and being on it, I was like, I'm like so giddy and excited. I love this feeling.
Oh, that makes me so happy. And it's so, it is a full circle moment, you know, and I'm so happy that you're here. I'm so happy that you're going to be like really standing boldly in your leadership and your authority. And one of my biggest missions is obviously to give a platform for my clients to speak their truth. So it's an honor. So why don't you tell the community a little bit about what it is that you do and who you are?
Yeah, so I'm Hisun Andes, and I am a business coach. I started online in 2020, and I now specialize in coaching at brokerages and real estate agents. So I specialize in real estate sales coaching. And this year, I'm really excited to be involved in real estate software. So it's been a wild ride. And yeah, having you be a part of it was like monumental.
Thank you. So it's been quite a journey for you getting here because you're a serial entrepreneur, right? Like you've got many other businesses as well. I would love for you to kind of like take us back to really what led you down this path of entrepreneurship and living in your purpose. And then let's circle it back to serving real estate agents and brokerages because I want to know even more about that.
Yeah, so I've been an entrepreneur for 14 years. I just celebrated my 14th year as a business owner. And it's just been such an amazing and blessed ride for me. I've had successful, very successful businesses in different industries. And luckily, I, you know, always connect with the right people. And I was able to start each of my businesses with time freedom and built in from the start. So time freedom and prosperity was just built in from the start. And then as it grew, you know, more and more financial abundance came in, but I always had that core like time freedom model. So I'm just like really, I feel very blessed to have had that kind of journey. And, you know, part of my purpose is to also pay it forward and, you know, share that knowledge with other, you know, up and coming entrepreneurs so that they don't have to like scale up to time freedom, but it starts off with that.
That's powerful. Like setting the standard and the tone of their business from the very beginning. So they're set up for success from the start. Yeah. And I love that you value time freedom so much. And I feel like this year specifically for you, like you've actually lived the time freedom, you know, like you've been traveling all over the world. You went on some solo dates. What has that experience been like for you?
Yeah, it's like so mind-blowing because I didn't plan for any of it. It's like so crazy because I didn't plan to go to Africa this year and fulfill one of my childhood dreams to visit the Serengeti. I didn't plan for most of the trips that I did this year. And I just planned to, you know, work and really up level in my coaching business. But it was just like the universe, you know, when you say like the universe is your sugar daddy, like the universe was so my sugar daddy this year because I had the most like time freedom this year, but I also had this grossing year like to date as well. So, and none of it was planned. None of it was planned. So it was just like a surprise. And I feel so grateful.
Hear that, you guys. Like, we tell ourselves these stories all the time that like more success means more sacrifice or harder work or less time with family or less time for yourself. And what I love about this work so much is that we're defying all logic and we're proving that success, abundance, wealth does not have to come at a sacrifice to your time, your energy, your health, your family, right?
Yeah. And I think this term like time freedom gets thrown around a lot because unfortunately, you know, coaches online or people who aren't really have the authority or really aren't actual coaches with experience, they just throw this term around because it sounds good. Mm-hmm. But in actuality, you know, someone who's starting their own business this cannot, unless it was a value from the beginning.
Yeah.
Right. So you can reinvent and evolve like at any time, but at some point, whenever you remodel, you go back and you upscale and you remodel your business model, it has to be built in there, right? In the pillars of your business model. So it doesn't just appear like magically.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it has to be an integral part of your business model and what you choose every single day. Cause it's very easy. I know I did this to begin with too. I quit my job because I wanted more freedom, but then I started my business and I was working more than I was at my 9-to-5. And I was the one in charge of that. You know, no one else was telling me to do that except for myself. And so I had to like break my own patterns and my own habits around that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really about, you know, establishing like your purpose, your intention, your values from the very beginning, whether you're starting or scaling, and then really sticking with it, like holding yourself accountable to sticking with it.
Yeah. So now you're in this really cool and new transition around helping real estate agents and helping brokerages. So tell us like what the unfolding of that was. Like how did you even get into that? And then how has it evolved? And how do you help those people?
Yeah, so this was the first year I got involved with working with brokerages and real estate agents. And it was a very challenging like progression for me, like a journey for me, because when I first started in 2020 online, something, you know, my true calling, which is very spiritual, and I'm a healer naturally, that's my natural gift, is spiritual connection and helping other women to get to their next kind of step in their spiritual journey. So that's my true calling. And so I was all about that, you know. And then it was really hard for me to it was hard for me to realize full circle now that I'm actually really good at the strategies. I'm really good at the strategies. I'm really good in corporate settings. I'm really good with the masculine parts of my business. And I enjoy it. Like, it's sexy. It's fun. I love it. You know, I guess it was hard for me to make that like paradigm shift of like, I could be both and still flourish, right? I could have that really deep feminine spiritual side, and I can have a really strong and flourishing masculine side, but marrying the two and, you know, finding a way for it to be okay was my challenge since 2020. So that's kind of been my growth and my journey. And now that in this year, I've come like full circle with everything, I'm realizing like better just how to bring the two together, two parts of myself, and just accepting the fact that I'm good at the masculine, but I love the feminine, and I have to just find that sweet spot for both.
Yeah. This has been such a huge conversation. As you know, you were at the retreat in my world of like we live in such an either or reality. And I'm just so done with, oh, you've got to have this or you can have that, you know? And why can't we have both? Why can't we have both and? And so I love that you had that realization inside of your own business and watching you bridge the gap from like being the spiritual healer while also accepting and owning the fact that you do have this fierce masculine side of you and blending the two together, because I feel like who you are naturally, which is both the masculine and the feminine, which is both the healer and the strategist, you know, like just claiming the fact that you are both of those things is setting you free in a lot of ways, but it's also making an even bigger impact. Yeah.
Yeah. And the synthesis is like still going on. Like it's going to be an ongoing thing, but I'm really enjoying it more now. Whereas in the beginning I was like, oh, what is this? Like I was, you know, it was challenging and I was just like, oh, this doesn't feel good. Like, what do I do? But now it's feeling I'm coming to really embrace it and embody it.
Yeah.
And it's just like a journey. It's a process, I think.
And how do you serve? Like, because I know that there's probably people listening to this and be like, a coach for real estate? Like what? Like, what is this? And how do you actually help those people? Like, what do you bring into those containers and those clients rather?
Yeah. So this year I was hired by Remax and Style, which is a brokerage in Bellmead, New Jersey. And they have two separate areas that they serve in New Jersey. And I was hired to be the business coach for over 40 agents there. And they had masterminds every month where I would come in and teach like in a group setting, group one and group two. And then I did privates as well with specific agents. And what I really focused on was personal brand development online, also a lot of money mindset, sales, online like education. The one thing that I realized that with real estate agents where there's a gap is that they they're very hands-on, and this is why I feel so connected with the real estate industry and with brokers, is because they're very hands-on organic business people. So as CEOs go nowadays, right, it's hard to find someone that you can work with face-to-face who's like really organic, really hands-on. And I think that's what I really connect with them on, because that's the type of entrepreneur I am. And so I like to give people the real experience. Like they get the real me and they get me in person. So with real estate agents, it's very, you know, similar. And but the gap, you know, is created because they're not really savvy, if you want to say, with sales and business online.
Forgot I was on a mute. yeah, it's like they understand their business. They understand real estate, but they don't understand how to bring the actual marketing and sales aspect to it, to an online space where, let's face it, like if you want to be, and I don't know, I'm speaking for my own perception of this, but if you do want to be wildly successful as a real estate agent, like you kind of have to have that online presence now as well, that personal brand.
Yeah, definitely. And that's where, you know, I think coaching with you has really been eye-opening for me too. Like I know, like trusting in myself and choosing you as a mentor was the right decision, because, you know, in the online space, like if you look at like where we are currently with business and sales and everything, marketing, you teach what's innovative on the online space, but then when you bring it into the corporate space, it translates there too. So I'm just really glad that I chose you as my mentor. And like just being in the corporate space and being in real estate, you know, being able to serve real estate agents, it's like such a fulfilling role, because what we have to bring is so much value to them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they're very thankful, because it's stuff that they don't really they've never learned. Like most of the real estate agents, their testimonials when they talk to me is, I've never thought of things that way. Like I've never even heard about these things. So it's really like a game changer for them. And being able to serve in that way is like so satisfying and fulfilling.
That is so freaking true. I was literally just talking to, oh my God, who was I talking to about this? Oh my God, it's gonna bug me. It might have been my friend Taylor. But basically it's like, oh yeah, it was Taylor, because she knows that I'm tapping into the corporate space as well, of like bringing the conversation of abundance mindset into corporate spaces. And what really excites me about it is that like I've got my online community who gets what I'm talking about. You know, like they know what I mean when I say treat money as if he were your lover. You know, they know what I mean when I'm saying like mindset reprogramming and your financial blueprint. Like it's very familiar to my community because I've been talking about it for so long. And so my online space is the place for me to talk about like these higher level concepts, right? Like I just hosted my masterclass the other day, A Date with Money. It was a very high level conversation about your relationship with money. But then the corporate spaces, it's going back to the basics. And when you're going back to the basics, it's like, it's still so new for those people that it blows their mind. Right.
They're like, yeah, it's gold. It's gold. And, you know, and we have authority in that space because we're actually like self-made online entrepreneurs.
Wow.
So, yeah, we have a lot of authority in that space. I mean, you're going to kill it in that space. And I'm actually excited because we're going to be running in the same circles again. So, yeah, that's exciting. And I love working with real estate agents because they are so like us in the sense of like the grit. My goodness, like they have grit, they have drive, they are self-made, like from the ground up. Like that's the kind of CEO I can align with because that's who I am as a CEO. So yeah, there's just so much connection there and alignment. And also the thing that really surprised myself was I always told myself this story, right? And this is kind of a testimony to like the limitations that we put on ourselves. I always told myself this story, like as a business coach, I don't want to coach men because of X, Y, and Z, right? Mm-hmm. And all these reasons I gave myself. And then when I started coaching with brokerages, it's like mostly men. So I was like thrown into it. And then I was like, and then I realized, I was like, wow, I really like coaching men. I actually really enjoy it. It's pleasurable and it's so straightforward and it feels refreshing. Like I was like, but I would have never known that because I was telling myself this story over and over again. And then until I experienced it, I wouldn't have known. So this is like a testimony, like we need to stay flexible as entrepreneurs. You know, we need to be adaptable and just willing to experience things before we make up this story that is not even actually true.
Yeah.
But for some reason, we have that belief. And then it can cause limitations because like now I'm so happy to have like, you know, men as clients. They're amazing.
Yeah, it just speaks to like the concept that, you know, I always say of just stay open. You know, like those are words that I live by. And you know, it's so funny is like, why is the standard in the coaching industry, specifically in the online space, why is the standard woman coach woman and the men coach the men? And we just like do that. Like that's just,
I know.
It is so interesting. And like, I mean, for someone who like my purpose is in like getting wealth into the hands of women, right? Like that is such a big part of my mission. And so, okay, of course, like maybe I wouldn't coach men as often as I coach women because it's not my mission, but like, it just is interesting. Like why?
What? I know.
And like literally when I first started my business, I had one round of the program was called Take the Chances, where I had two guys that were inside of the container. And it was amazing. It was great. Like they took what I said, they absorbed it, they took action, they were appreciative. It was really refreshing. So I totally know what you're talking about as well. Whereas like us women, like we are very, we're more emotional about it. And yeah, I'm just like, wow, that's just such an interesting perspective to bring to this conversation of like, stay open. Like maybe your soulmate client is not just woman.
Yeah. And I love that point you brought out because it does show like the parameters of what, you know, culture is upstream from politics. Politics drives a lot of what happens on social media with identity politics, especially. And I'm glad you brought up that bound because it's like our job as leaders to unbind all the binds, like whatever boundaries there are, we're going to push through all of them. So if that's a boundary, man, we are kicking down those doors, right?
Hell yeah. Oh, I love it. So good. Okay. So for the person listening to this, how could they get involved with something like leadership, with something like real estate, with some, like, just like, how can they start to get involved with your work?
Yeah. So in September, I'm going to be offering a 12-week container. It's going to be a one-on-one private business mentorship on, you know, how to get started with real estate coaching and also get into the corporate spaces as a coach. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be working with people one-on-one on that. And then my group container is going to be in December. And that one's going to be a little different. That's going to be the soft girl season.
Ooh, fun.
So that's a group container and it's going to be very spiritually healing. It's going to be a time for women CEOs to rest, to heal, to reflect, to grow spiritually. And there's going to be business involved, but it's mostly healing and reflection. And so that's going to be a container that happens right after Christmas and ends around the beginning of February.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an annual one that I want to do every year because I think that time of season, you know, I like to see women entrepreneurs like slow down, rest, and just really respect the you know, the calling in our bodies to really take that time to restore and grow spiritually and feed our souls. So that's going to be an annual one, but I'm really excited about the business one in September. And I'll be just, you know, look out for that. I'll be posting about it on my Instagram and launching it September 7th.
Amazing. Ooh, so cool. Okay. Something that we didn't talk about, but I really do want to talk about because I just personally think like this is one of like, you know, the conversations that you just have with people that just stick with you. And I don't even know if you know that this one stuck with me so much, but on our prosperity date, I had asked you like what it means, like what prosperity would look like for you. Do you remember your answer? The one that stuck with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you please share it? And then I just want to talk a little bit about that for a moment.
You mean the private jet talk? That talk or yes. Remind me.
Yeah, that, but like with your animals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So my idea of like the becoming a millionaire, right? The first kind of illustration in my mind that pops up is that I would be able to travel all over the world with my dogs because right now, you know, when we go to Spain or Italy, we always have to leave them behind. And so as a millionaire, you know, you can just rent a private jet. And my mom like flies privately all the time and they take their pets. So it's something that I'm trying to achieve as well. And I will achieve that. So.
And okay, I know that was like putting you on the spot with sharing that. But the reason why I wanted her to share that with you guys is because as an embodied woman that you are, it's like, you now know that is living a rich life, you know, like that's what it's all about. It's like those little moments of, I just want to be able to fly around the world and take my pets with me, take my dogs with me. And I just, it stuck with me when you said that, because I was like, yes, like that's a rich life. It's not just about having $1 million in a bank account, but it's what the $1 million in the bank account can do for you. And when I have you said on the podcast, I want to make sure that she mentions that, because it was just such a beautiful moment. And so I just wanted to say thank you for sharing that with me during that call, sharing that with my community today. Because for all of you listening, like, being an embodied woman and living a rich life gets to be defined by you and whatever that looks like for you. Do you have any other notes on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's just so amazing to have that time with you. And, you know, like when people think about like millions, being a millionaire, you know, maybe you would expect me to say something like, you know, I want like the nice cars and the nice house and all that. And I'm not saying I don't, but yeah, that was like just my deepest desire, was just to be able to hop on a plane and bring my babies along, you know?
Yeah. Oh, loved it. So where do you hang out the most, and where can people follow you so they can make sure they connect with you after this podcast?
Yeah, I'm mostly on Instagram on my Hisan Andes page, which is the business coaching side. And yeah, you can just DM me, message me anytime. I would love to talk to everybody. I'm really like organic and hands-on, so we have a lot in common in that sense, Sarah. And I really like to talk to people one-on-one, which is why I keep my containers like online very intimate. But I really like that, like, authenticity of just talking to people one-on-one.
Yeah, it's so powerful. And like, I don't know, I just feel like it's such a valuable thing to have inside of your business, instead of like just feeling like this untouchable, like pedestal-y coach that doesn't really care, you know?
Yeah. And I'm actually putting the word out there. I do want to guest coach this fourth quarter as well. And next year, beginning of next year. So if anyone's hosting a retreat, I would love to come and talk about coaching in corporate spaces, or something more on the spiritual side, which is my specialty in spirituality is earth healing. So I want to gain experience doing that, because one day I do also want to host a retreat sometime in the near future.
Yeah, I know there are some of you out there who are listening to this who are either hosting your own retreats or know people who are hosting retreats. Connect with Hisan. Like, she, as you've probably been able to tell after this podcast, her heart is so good. She's so good at what she does. She speaks so beautifully. Her energy is so healing. She would be such a gem to have at your retreat. So if you are looking for someone to be a guest coach or a guest healer, make sure you connect with Hisan and extend the invitation. And I'm sure she'll bring a lot of value to your community, just like she did for you guys today. Ah, thank you, Hisan.
Oh my God, this was so fun. Thank you so much.
Well, if you guys want to connect with Hisan, make sure you go follow her. I will leave all of her links and her Instagram in the show notes, so you can easily just go follow with her and connect with her. If you enjoy this episode, you know what to do. Send it to someone you love. Let us know. Send both of us a message, screenshot, tag us on Instagram, all the things that we truly appreciate. I love you. Thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you next episode.